Yeah, it's going to be like that. You know, you got to keep in mind camp. You know, we're just running plays. You know, we're not game planning for our defense. We're not trying to, you know, run certain moves on Joe or Buster or Chris or whoever. We're just running plays. And as quarterback, you got to just know where to go with football. You got to be smart, and Norv tries to put us in a position where we always have somewhere to go. So it's good from that perspective. But you know, our defense has made plays. We got a great defense, and as a quarterback, I love it. You know, of course, we don't want to turn it over to them, but we got a great defense, and like I said, they're going to win some games for us, and hopefully offensively we can win some games for us. And you know, you want both sides doing well. It's just tough all the time, but overall it's not bad.
Play to Gordon looks like a money play.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, it's a good route. He's a big target in the middle of the field. You know, perfect coverage, perfect play call, and that's how you draw him up. I wish they're all like that.
How nice is it for you to have Devon Bess to go to on third
down? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, Devon's been doing that his whole career, and like I told you guys the other day, I asked him how many option routes have you caught in your career, and he said a lot. But you know, that's what he brings to the table. He brings that consistency. He brings that guy that. You know what you're going to get. He's going to run good routes. He's going to get separation. You know, he's a football player, man. He is a absolute football player and a pro. I keep saying it, but he's a great player. Glad to have him.
Brandon, Joe Banner feeling he kind of took a wait-and-see approach in the offseason with the offense. A lot of young guys want to see what they do this year. Do you think the offense feels any pressure from that? You know, that he's kind of going to evaluate all you guys this one year and then make decisions?
I mean, I think you have to expect that. I mean, you know, he hasn't, with his own two eyes, he hasn't seen us play as, you know, to this extent. So I think, you know, you got to, you know, understand that's coming. You got to respect it. I mean, he's been in this business a long time. That's his job. And, you know, as the players, we respect it. We want to go out and perform well for him. So we're part of that 53 guys that go out and compete on Sunday. So, you know, it's just it's part of the way this whole thing's worked out. When you have new guys and you have new players and a lot of guys in the building, that's just usually the way it plays out. So hopefully you play well and you know, it all works out.
What are your thoughts on Dion Lewis?
That guy's got unbelievable feet. I mean, unbelievable feet. I was joking with the quarterbacks. I mean, I'd love to see that guy do the foot ladder with us before practice. I'd hate to be stuck in the open field with him. I mean, he's a guy, you know, you get the ball in space with him, he can make you miss and make you look silly at times. You know, he's explosive with the ball in his hands. He brings a little different dimension with what we do with Trent, you know, and catches the ball extremely well, does a lot of really good things. He's a nice little changeup for us. He's a good player.
Did you see the play that he made?
I did. I can't wait to watch it here in about an hour.
Brandon, when you get in the shotgun and you get in that little bit of a spread set, when you kind of look out over what your options are, is it hard not to smile when you see guys that you've had last year and then you got a Devon Bess and throwing a David Nelson in the slot? Is it hard not to think weapon, weapon, weapon?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I think that's a nice thing. That's where I get myself in trouble is I see, okay, I got a miss. I got a matchup I like over here with Josh. And on the other side, I got Greg matched up. And you got, you know, there's just matchups we feel like I feel good about. I've got a lot of confidence in the guys. So, yeah, it's definitely not a bad thing. You know, I'm excited about the guys we do have. And you know, I'm ready here, 13-14 days when I'm strapping on to go play a football game.
How do you feel like it's come together for you these first 4 days of camp? How do you feel like you're doing?
Progressing. You know, like progressing. I think, there's mistakes there, but, you know, me and Jason were talking about, I mean, that's where you learn. You know, you want to make, you know, this is the time of year if you're going to make mistakes, this is the time to make mistakes. So you can learn from them and build on them. You can coach up. And, like, Norv coaches every play. And, you know, he expects a lot of us. He wants to be perfect all the time. But, you know, I think overall, you know, I'm getting there. I need to keep working and keep progressing and keep, you know, continue learning this offense, learning the, you know, while we're calling stuff and stuff like that. And it's a good system. So hopefully we can have some success.
It seems like Greg has been all business lately in this camp. Have you noticed that from him? Have you noticed him? Any growth from him since last season?
You know, I noticed it, you know, with Greg, and this, you know, I've noticed it even last season. You know, I wasn't here with him the year before, but, you know, last season, toward the end of the year, he really, you know, kind of took on that role and kind of just became all ball. I mean, and, you know, I saw it in the spring, and then obviously over the summer he came to Oklahoma City and we worked, and he wants to work. He's got a great mentality, great attitude right now, and, you know, as a quarterback, again, going back to the matchup, I mean, you just want to throw it to him because you know he's going to compete and he's going to do his thing, do his job to make a play. You know, I'm excited with Greg. I mean, he wants to work after practice. He wants to talk before practice. He's always wanted to do something to get better. So, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Chad keeps talking about the need to bounce back from adversity. And you, the other day, you said that that's a strength of yours. Has it always been? I mean, when you were a pitcher, how did you handle giving up a home run when you hit a bad shot or your club thrower? I mean,
yeah, now Well, I gave up a lot of home runs, and I didn't, you know, what can you do about it? That's the way I look at it. Yeah, it sucks. You know, move on and worry about getting the next hitter. In golf, and I don't throw clubs. Clubs are too expensive, and I like my golf clubs too much. But as far as playing quarterback, I mean, you have to understand, you know, when you can be aggressive, when you can't. And if you do make mistakes, like that one to Joe down there today, he made a heck of a play, and he peeled off, and he made a great play. You know, it sucks, but I learned from it. You got to move on the next play. You got to go out and complete a ball the next play to get going. And that's kind of been my attitude all along. I don't know if it's my personality because I'm so laid back, but yeah, it sucks. I hate it. But I don't want the other 52 guys to see my reaction, getting pissed off, throwing my helmet. I mean, that's not what you want. And so, you know, move on the next play. You know, wash your hands and move on the next play.